and welcome to Exam, KBIA's weekly look into educational issues in Mid-Missouri. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson. Bills in the Missouri Senate and House would take away college and universities' ability to police discrimination by religious student organizations. KBIA's Kyle Norris has more on the bills and how college students around the state are reacting.
Critics blasted Indiana Governor Mike Pence for signing a religious freedom bill.
RFRA is not just the top story here, but everywhere.
As Indiana draws national attention for its Religious Freedom Restoration Act, Missouri lawmakers have two similar bills on the table on a smaller scale. House Bill 104 would prohibit schools from discriminating against religious student organizations for making its members hold their religious beliefs and follow their religious standards of conduct. The Student Government Association at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, has already taken a stance against the bill. The vice president of SGA at UMKC, Andrew Miller, says the bill will take away from efforts their school has put many years of work into.
We've done a really good job over the course of many, many years building up a culture of tolerance and acceptance and looking out for our fellow students here. And to have the ability of the university to police discrimination, to have that taken away, is really harmful to our students.
SGA President Juan Betancourt says the bill creates a conflict with the current university policy that UMKC student organizations must follow.
If you look at our discriminatory clause, it includes gender expression, gender identity, and religious affiliation, that all organizations that are seeking official status at UMKC must abide by that clause. So we're looking at some possible conflicts in that legality.
The University of Missouri student body is also looking at taking a stand on the bills. MU Student Association President Peyton Head says there has been a lack of communication between state legislators and Missouri college students on these two bills.
When I spoke to UMKC, when I speak to other people, other institutions in the state, nobody had really heard of somebody saying, okay, this is something that we're doing. So I would encourage legislators and anybody who's going to do something that's going to directly affect the students here in Missouri that they come to the students first.
State Senator Kurt Schaefer sponsored a Senate version of this bill that is identical to the House version, but it never came out of committee. Schaefer's office did not grant KBIA's multiple requests for an interview for this story. The State House has passed the House version of this bill, and it now sits in a Senate committee. House sponsor, Republican Representative Elijah Haar of Springfield, said in an email that his goal for the bill is to protect student organizations from the enforcement of an all-comers policy. He says this would allow Greek and political organizations to keep the selective criteria for membership. Haar says he's brought this bill to the floor because of a Christian student group being denied recognition at all 23 campuses of the California State University system last year. He also pointed out this bill is different from Indiana's RFRA because it only applies to student organizations. Haar's bill has passed the House and has been sent to the Senate, where it was referred to committee. And a hearing was held on April 7th. Kyle Norris, KBIA News.
That's this week's Exam. I'm Marissa Ann Lewis-Thompson, and thanks for listening.